Okay, so this story is called One Frog Too Many by Mercer and Marina Marrier. For Phyllis Fogelman, who got the ball rolling. Hats off to you. So, one day, there's this boy, and it's his birthday. He gets this big box, and he wonders what's inside. When he opens it, much to his surprise, he finds a little baby turtle. And he picks up the turtle, but everybody is looking at him, and he's so cute, but he already has a frog, and that frog is mad. And then the boy sets him down, the little baby frog, and he crosses his arms and looks down at him, because the big frog is being mean, and he's saying bad and mean things to the little baby one. Then the frog gets so mad that he bites the baby frog's leg. And then the boy picks up the baby and he scolds the older frog. And now the older frog is really mad. The older frog has to ride with the baby frog on the turtle's back. But he doesn't look so happy. So he kicks the baby frog off. And then the baby starts to cry and the boy turns around and scolds that mean old big frog again because he's being a bad frog. And then they go out on the lake with this stick raft and they leave the big frog there. They paddle out, but then the big frog jumps on without the boy even knowing. And then he just stares at the baby one. But then he kicks the baby frog off into the pond. And then the turtle was watching that and he tapped on the boy's on the boy, and he turns around and he looks very astonished and surprised, and they're very mad at that old frog, especially the turtle. And then they look all over the pond and on the bank, but they can't find the baby frog. With no luck, they go home, and the older frog toddles along behind. And when they get home, the boy goes on his bed and starts to cry. But then they hear a frog noise from coming out of the window. They look out, and up springs the baby frog out and comes out through the window, and he lands on the big frog's head. Then the big frog and the little frog became friends, and they cuddle up next to each other, and they're all happy, and they live happily ever after.
That's an awesome story.